Bonjour. Comment ça va, monsieur? Quelque chose de magnifique? Quelque chose de correct? Well, you know, I speak French too, see, but it's a different language, so. I'm Clifton Chenier. This is my brother, Cleveland Chenier. This is my drummer, Robert Said Jr. This is my guitar player, Paul Senegal. And we also have Jumpin' Joe Morris on bass. They call me the Black Cajun Frenchman. Thank you.
something I won't believe. Stay here, my sweetie, stay with me. Something I won't believe. Stay here, my sweetie, stay with me. Man.
want you to know, baby, I'm the Zydeco man.
If I could rewind, if I could rewind
If I could rewind, if I could rewind the past, I would play back, yes, I would play back yesterday. You see, I wouldn't be all alone. You would be here with me.
All right, vous êtes à écouter le programme des Adéquats Passalés ce matin avec MC et JB. On sera ici Tescon à 12h, c'est 26 minutes après 10h. John en a à peu près 4 minutes pour commencer à chaler avec le monde. Ça fait un bout. Ça ne faudra pas être trop long.
Ouais.
Et là, on va revenir après ça pour finir la conversation. All right, c'est pour toi, Ste.
All right, you got me? I don't know. Do I sound here? I hear
you very well, John.
I don't hear myself too very well. Maybe I don't have it on too very well. Now, maybe
try
I
it.
Do, and maybe I don't. Ah, here and now, here we go.
You got it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We have two young ladies and a gentleman this morning, and what they have is, Melvin, they have some pepper.
Some who?
Pepper. De piment.
De piment. What kind of pepper?
I don't know. Well, but he can tell you what it is.
Well, I've got one that's naughty and one that's nice, and one might go good on a hamburger if we want to try it right now.
No, look, hey, I don't trust him. When he said it,
yeah,
he was blushing. I don't trust him.
He had
on
a
that
mischievous
one,
look.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
I love doing that.
Now, which one is? What do you call those?
Well, this ugly looking one here, the naughty one, is called a seven pot, like POT.
Yeah.
In Trinidad, it heats seven pots of stew.
Wow.
And I bred this one. My name's Troy Primo, Primo's Peppers. And it's about over a million heat units, and a jalapeno is about 5,000.
Really?
So that one will light you up.
Light
you up.
Oh,
John, I think you can eat that whole pepper. I got confidence in you.
Yeah, we'll run the show.
By the way, before we continue, Melvin, I have to get them to introduce themselves.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, well, I go on and start the young lady to my left. And,
okay. I'm Tyler Thigpen, and I run...
What's that?
Tyler Thigpen. I run...
Thigpen.
Thigpen, yeah.
Where are you from, Tyler?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, originally. I've been here 5 years.
What a name. What a name.
Thigpen.
Thigpen.
I knew
Thigpen.
Some Thigpens before, but that's what I was
thinking.
Really?
I thought it was Pigpen. Yeah.
I know. That's what everyone says, did you get made fun of? And I was like, no. Maybe I blocked it out.
I'm Kara Farmer Primo.
It's my comrade, my better half there.
I know she said that and she looked at him.
I'm
and
the nice
said,
side.
I know that John, John, he stepped up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as to who she was.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I'm learning.
You learn, yeah. Bow down, club. Yeah. Bow down.
That's right. How long have y'all been?
We've been married a year. Been together, married a year, so 10 years.
Good.
So,
I took my time.
Oh,
you know what the bow down club means?
Oh yeah.
Oh no, John. No, John.
What's that?
They've been together for 10. They have not been married for 10. Let's get that perfectly clear. You must be married 10 years because it changes. And I know he's not going to admit it, but things have all changed since that 9 years. Not the same as that 1 year. I mean, that's a whole new beginning. It's amazing what
you
a piece of paper makes
right
a difference.
Because he took control immediately. Normally, the bow down club
that's what I'm saying, John.
Quiet.
It's just time. Time is coming, John.
Hey, I know how to use that.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
Support for Zadikoe Pasale comes from Pellerin Life Insurance Company. Pellerin Life Insurance specializes in final expense life insurance, which helps families with financial support upon the death of a loved one. The number for more information is 332-2111.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
All right, John, I think we're back now. I mean, there was a hot conversation going on, just forgot about the time.
Yeah, I know that. But anyway, let us get down to the serious
business.
Wait
a minute, we got Tyler, and yeah. Terry, yeah. And we forgot the gentleman. See, John?
Yeah.
Come
yeah.
on.
My name's Troy Primo.
You forget the man's name, huh?
Troy. Well, he's not important.
They call me Primo.
Yes, Primo.
Primo.
Okay, Troy. Okay. All right, now... What brings you here?
So I'm the director of Acadiana Food Circle. I've been on here before talking about what we do, but our main mission is to connect local producers and artisans like Troy and Kara to the people of Acadiana so they can buy local foods, keep it in the community, keep the revenue in the community, and know where what you're eating is coming from. And it also provides a lot of healthy food choices.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a Sunday brunch and market at Jolie's Louisiana Bistro, and that's located at 507 West Pinhook Road, and that's mm-hmm. going to be next Sunday from 10 to 2. And okay. we'll have Primo's Peppers, as well as Green Boot Creations, Homegrown Organics of Lafayette, and Sharon's Homemade Products. They'll be vending on the porch. And 20% of
this coming weekend?
Next Sunday, July 15th. And so all these wonderful vendors will be on the porch under mm-hmm. the fans. So, you know, it will be July, but we'll have fans going. And selling their goods, which are all contain local produce. And then 20% of the sales from the brunch,
yes.
from the restaurant sales, will go to Acadiana Food Circle.
Wow.
And so, yeah.
Now, when you say food circle, what explain to the public what you're talking about, food circle?
It's a growing movement. It's been big since about the 70s, but it's a new movement within Lafayette. But it's kind of full circle because Lafayette and the surrounding areas are more agricultural communities mm-hmm. in the past. And so we've moved away from that, but we're trying to get back to it where you eat what's grown in your backyard, what your local farmers grow, you know where it's coming from, reduce the carbon footprint. It's good for the environment, it's good for your body, and it's good for the economy. And so it's called the Slow Foods Movement, as it's a kind of a play on fast foods, McDonald's, getting away from that.
Yeah.
Stuff that's grown with love sustainably. Right. So.
Yeah, but the problem is that you got to make sure that you're talking about eating the food that you produce in your backyard. But I didn't realize is that I had a challenge. I have.
There's always a challenge.
You know, Melbourne, I have some squirrels that is beating me to my tomatoes.
Well, you know how
they're quick.
Eat the squirrel.
Eat the squirrel. There you go. Eating local.
Yeah, you're right. And yeah. you eat.
I mean,
you know?
Just eating all my tomatoes, yeah. and That's before an... I can even get out there, and before they get red, I say they get to the tomatoes before I can get to them.
Organic squirrel.
I think yeah. Melvin's onto something.
I think you should bring these peppers home.
Yeah, it's in the
and get them to eat the peppers, and they'll be spicy squirrel.
I tell you what, that would be interesting to see what it would do with that Mr. Million Pepper. You know, when he would eat that, what the heck he would do? He would probably start talking.
Oh.
What the heck? Yeah. A little bit of that hot pepper.
I think he would start. He would start fussing, showing up, and he would say, "Somebody tricked me."
He'd drop his fur right there.
He dropped his fur.
You didn't even have to skin him.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. What are you? What part do you play in all of this?
Well, I'm the jelly making queen, I guess.
Oh, you're the jelly making queen.
Oh, she's jelly making from New Orleans.
Well,
that's pretty.
Yeah, that's a pretty good tagline.
Actually, she's from Lake Chuck.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Oh, I know about Lake Charles, but go ahead.
Well,
it's Lake Chuck.
Yeah, they all call it Lake Chuck.
Chuckletown.
Yeah. Chuckletown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Well, Troy was growing so many peppers, and he'd bring them home, bags and bags of peppers. And I thought, what am I going to do with all of this? I mean, so it really is just out of necessity. I started coming up with different combinations of mixing this pepper with this pepper and making hot pepper jellies. And we've got two right now that I make. One's just kind of a mixture of really hot, rare peppers. And then the other one is a more of a seasonal thing, a strawberry and cayenne. Jelly.
Mm. Is it jelly you put on bread, or is it jelly you put on other stuff?
It's good on crackers. Well, I'll let Kara answer that, but it's
Cream cheese and crackers. The cayenne and strawberry is great on like goat cheese mm-hmm. and cheesecake okay. and kind of the savory and sweet and spicy.
We got some out there in the the deli.
Yeah, we have some in the deli. So we're going to take a gander and not necessarily.
So if you eat something that is too pepper, what's the best way to cool it off in your mouth?
Sugar. Take a tablespoon of sugar.
Uh-huh. Really?
Pop it in your mouth and let it dissolve and then spit the sugar out.
Oh, really?
It's better than buttermilk, milk, bread, anything like that. It seems to bond to that capsaicin, the compound that burns, and it goes out.
Now, you grow all of that stuff around your place.
Correct. Yeah. I do a backyard. I've grown some at my work, which just space. It's having the space, and we have plans to, you know, expand and go out in the country and have a... 20 acres of peppers.
Nothing really good. Pepper, you know.
One question I want you guys to think about, and we're going to play a song, then we'll come back and talk a little bit about it, and that is cool foods and hot foods. What is cool foods and what is hot foods? Of course, we know how. What should I be eating? It's hot right now, so what should I be eating? What shouldn't I be eating to stay cool? And we need that really for the elderly and the young to know what should they be eating, you know, just those kind of things. All right, we'll be right back with that answer to that question. And here we go.
Oh, please don't leave me alone.
All right, as we come back to the question, cool foods, hot foods?
Well, before he get to answer that question, Melvin, I have to say this. There's two things I want to say. There's a car wash that's being sponsored by the Governor's Program for Gifted Children over in Lake Charles at Gale Hall in Lake Charles, and it's going on right now.
Where they say?
Well, in Lake Charles.
I know. Me and you.
I don't know where Gale Hall is.
Gary, you know where that's at?
Is that on Ryan Street?
Yeah, Ryan Street.
See? Come on, Gail.
Yeah.
I'm from Lake Charles, too. Gail.
Yeah. Well, no, I guess you there's don't. No Gail in
okay.
here.
How about a Carrie?
Carrie
wouldn't volunteer either.
Not quite sure.
Oh, that's right. She was in South Lake
Charles. Wondering where Gail was.
Yeah. The other thing, Melvin, is that we were talking about wildlife and all of that, and Troy just started to tell us about... He did something to a coon.
I tell you what.
And he... Tell him about
you
the
coon.
You
want the story?
Yeah, okay. Tell him about the coon.
A coon.
Well, it's a true story. You can ask my mom and my dad. They were there.
Okay.
But down in Stevensville on Lake Belor, she had a camp, and we were out drinking one night over there. You know how people pass time on the bayou. They go from bayou to camp to camp, drinking and eating. And I was out there, and we drank, and I looked. I said, that's some coons right there down by the wharf. So I brought him a little bowl of rice and gravy, and I put it down. And, you know, they kind of spooked off, and then they came back, and they started eating. I said, I'm going to put a little beer in it next time. So I put a little bit of, opened a can of beer and put some beer. I don't want PETA calling on right now, though.
Well, that's all right. If PETA called, we'd give them some beer.
Yeah, there you go. So I gave them a little beer. And another one came, and they were fighting over that beer.
That beer?
Mixed with a little rice and gravy, a little gumbo, you know? So,
oh, really?
So it's a little
a
mixture.
LA 31?
Yeah, sponsored by Primo's Peppers. Yeah. No, I think it was probably some Schlitz or something. Really, you know, nothing
drunk.
Great. Well, yeah, it was getting there. And then I said, well, they had some homemade wine.
Tell me.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit of that.
And... you know, so they were eating that and drinking that. And then, I kid you not, a few minutes later, that coon looked up at me, and he fell right on his butt. Not dead, but just having a pleasant time. And then he made some noises, you know, like raccoons do.
Yeah.
And he took off and climbed the tree, and I'm sure his wife was upset with him.
Oh, yeah. No, he got home,
man.
You remember, like you said,
wife. She put him out.
Wife, don't put him out.
Oh, yeah, she put him out.
I'm just going to say, Acadiana Food Circle does not support the
No, it's all it's just a fictitious
but,
story.
To bring your conversation to a close, you want to say about Food Circle, and that's not tomorrow, but
not this Sunday, but next Sunday from 10 to 2, and make reservations because we're getting a good response. So between 10 and 2, call... the number is 337-504-2832. Make your reservations and enjoy some good local foods. And there will be a market on the porch. And that is located at 507 West Penhook Road at Jolie's Louisiana Bistro. And Acadiana Food Circle receives 20% of the brunch sales.
It's a worthy conscious anyway.
Yeah.
And...
okay. When we were in Oregon recently on our anniversary, we went over there. Every time you pick up a menu, usually in the Willamette Valley, you'll see tomatoes here, you know, cheese here.
Right.
I was like, wow, that'd be nice if we, you know, this is like a year or so ago. And then these guys were just starting this program, and it's growing. But I was like, wow, local sustainability, you know? The tomato does taste better when it doesn't have to be bussed across the United States.
Right.
Like a cardboard.
You get it fresh, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you go to the farmer's market, sometimes you're eating tomatoes picked that day, and it's amazing the difference. I didn't know about it until I got into the local foods movement. But I don't even want a tomato from the store.
And that's why that squirrel likes it, Jimmy.
That's right.
Exactly.
Cool foods, hot foods.
But cool
foods. Yeah, cool food, hot food, yes.
As far as that goes, I mean, you just take what... it's for cool foods, just take what's growing. Cucumbers, zucchini, squash, you know, that stuff it's got a lot of water in it.
Right.
It's hydrating. And then you can go to the farmer's market and drink these wonderful drinks that are being made and that are really popular that Kara can tell you about.
Yeah, there's different drinks you can infuse, like a watermelon, lemonade. It's just something cool and refreshing, mm-hmm. and actually adding fruit to it is just good.
Get the vitamins, too.
The agua fresca.
Yeah. Agua fresca.
Or you can eat a pepper, and it'll make you sweat, and that'll cool you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lot of cultures. That's why they eat hot food.
Yeah, that's the truth. But again, thank you guys for coming
well, thanks
in.
For
thanks
having
so
us.
Much for having
oh,
us.
Oh, anytime. I'm just going to keep... Hunt. I'm going to keep this pepper right there. Melvin and I, we're going to share.
Split it.
And also,
over 2 weeks.
We're going to probably take a break, and we're going to go in the kitchen and some of that jelly, that pepper jelly. And she's got crackers in it.
The Farmer's Daughter Hot Pepper Jelly.
Well, good.
Yeah, and give your website, actually.
Really? Yeah, actually, people can go to Facebook right now. I'm working on a website, so you just go to, Primo Santeria, S-A-N-T-E-R-I-A. It's a rock band I played with for years. But you can get in touch with me there, but look for a site, Primo's Peppers, soon. I appreciate it, guys. And
Thank you.
You don't hear back from us, listeners, in a couple of minutes, because everybody ran for cover.
And you can find us at acadianafoodcircle.org. We have a functional website, and you can find the contact information for all the local artisans, producers, everybody in Acadiana that we've found so far.
Great.
It's growing.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you all for coming by.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having
us. You get it.
Look at here. Remember the times we used to play? Do you remember the times way back then? Remember the time it was puppy love? Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I. Whatever shall be, gay said I, the future for you and me. Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future that I see. Remember the times we walked to school? Do you remember the times I held your hands? Remember the times I kissed your lips? You remember the song that we sang? Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future for you and me. Oh yeah. Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future that I see. Hey. Whatever shall be, gay said I, the future for you and me. Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future that I see. Look at here.
Can you remember? Do you remember that song? Way back then?
Say it,
oh yeah. You and I used to sing this song. Can you remember that?
Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future for you and me. Oh yeah. Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future that I see.
Look at here.
Remember the times we used to laugh? Do you remember the time we used to dance? Remember the time of having fun? Do you remember the song we used to sing? Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future for you and me. Gay said I, whatever shall be, gay said I, the future that I see.
Come on, sing with me.
Gay said I,
whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze that I love before you and me. Gaze that I said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze that I love before you and me. Everybody sing. Gaze that I said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze that I love before you and me. Oh yeah. Gaze that I said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze that I love you, dear Madison. Let's go and sing that song. Gaze that I said I, whatever shall be, shall be. Gaze that I love you, dear boy.
Louisiana at Lafayette. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
This program is underwritten by the Blue Moon Saloon and Guest House, which hosts a Cajun jam on Wednesday and live music shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. Located in downtown Lafayette, the Blue Moon Guest House offers travelers both shared and private rooms, as well as a unique lodging and entertainment experience. The saloon is available for holiday, birthday, and corporate events on the web at bluemoonpresents.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, some kind of something going on down there.
They call girl swag, call girl swag, she got swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag.
Look at her jeans, she's so fine, she's so clean. She don't know that my eyes can see. She don't know what she doing to me. And I want her, and I need her. I gotta have her, cause she got that swagger. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag. Call girl swag, she got that call girl swag.
Whoa! Don't